All right, 1380 WPHM. We have highlighted all kinds of Michigan businesses over the past couple of years in this Made in Michigan segment, food and drink and clothing and manufacturing. Well, this is really an interesting one, though. A company called Exelterra, located in Hazel Park, that specializes in using technology to solve environmental problems. And perhaps one of the Earth's greatest problems is the nuclear disaster in Chernobyl 35 years ago. Well, that's where Exelterra comes in. Frank Muller is with the company and here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Paul, and thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for joining us. How did Exelterra come to be involved in this project, and what is it that you found you're able to do in Chernobyl?
Well, it's a very long process until we were able to get where we wanted to be. The whole discussion with Chernobyl institutions, there's many research centers there, started already in November 2017. So that's way back. So until the time we get actually a contract and we could actually work on the site, which is pretty unprecedented of what we achieved, it took us 3 years. So by November 2019, we were able to start installing our technology. And COVID hit and the forest fire hit, and that made us slow down a bit, but we were all done by September 3rd, 2020. So now that our system is in place and starts to work.
Give us an idea of how it works. How is it that you do what you do?
Okay, so basically what we do, we install some underground tubular sections. You can imagine a plot that is 1 hectare. So 1 hectare is probably approximately 2 football fields. And underground, we install a whole grid of those tubular sections that have many different lengths and different dimensions. And once they install on the ground, they create a pathway. They basically use scientific concepts of particle physics and nuclear energy to solve the problem of, you know, severe radiation, okay? And it, in particular, it leverages high-velocity particles, also known as positrons. And we direct this naturally occurring force towards radioactive isotopes in the soil and break the bond holding them together. So basically what we are doing, we're acting on the bond. And that basically, as simple as it looks like, is behind that is obviously particle physics. We are able to accelerate the decay of radioactive contamination within 5 years.
Wow. That's incredible. This is something that hasn't been done before. And it's working, isn't it?
This is a absolutely totally innovative and novel scientific process. According to Dr. Kireyev, who is in charge of monitoring what we're doing, he's the director general of state-owned enterprise called SSE Eco Center. In his 35 years being working in Chernobyl, he has never seen such an approach and method. And of course, he knows that things are moving already. We are seeing some very interesting numbers. We have decided to communicate them already in September 2021, so that's just after 1 year of the installation.
Wow, that's amazing. And if you can decontaminate the soil in Chernobyl, one would think that you could do just about anything.
Well, when you can basically address the most complex pollution that you can find on Earth, which is radioactivity, you can also address many other type of contamination. It will be different type of technologies, but it's the same physical principles we use. So our goal, obviously, is very broad, and we will be able in the future to decontaminate many other type of contaminants in the ground. And that's a huge hope for us.
Well, it really is. And I mean, that extends to all kinds of different contamination, doesn't it?
Yes. So we're talking, you know, you heard about PFAS contaminants. That's really, really, those bonds are very strong. No one yet knows how to decontaminate a pollution with PFAS. We're talking about heavy metals. We're talking about, you know, oil contamination. But every contamination has a bit its own DNA, if I can say so. So every contamination needs to be addressed in a different way, but with a similar scientific method that we use.
And by using that method, this is going to greatly reduce the time, I would think, that it takes to decontaminate certain situations.
This is exactly what's all about. Nature is not able to deal with those pollution that we create in a time frame that is basically what we would like to. So, you know, you're talking about a radioactive contamination. It can take up to 100, 200,000 years. So what we do, basically, we accelerate that time. And to give you an example, in Chernobyl, we're going to reduce that time to 5 years. Okay, and it all depends on the type of contamination. But basically, what we're doing, we're enabling modern nature to accelerate the decontamination. We're just accelerating everything.
What about cost? And I don't mean, you know, quote me a specific price, but is this going to be a costly thing for decontaminating other situations?
Our objective is that all those technologies we will develop in the field of decontamination will be much more cost effective than anything that is done right now.
Well, this certainly will mean a lot for the environment overall in the future, won't it?
Of course, this is what our mission is. We are the whole world starts to wake up and realizes, not wake up, but that's probably a bit harsh, but the topic of environment is really on the top of the agenda in everybody's mouth, from politics to the economy. So that's a good thing. But most importantly, it's not about talking. And what my partner and the founder of the company, Andrew Niemczyk, who really is the scientist behind all our technology, always says, I'm not in the business of talking. I'm in the business of doing. We are doing. We are solving the problems. We are in the action.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And from an office right here in Hazel Park, Michigan, that's pretty impressive, and why we wanted to highlight what Xcelterra is doing. Now, in terms of, you've developed this process. It's working in Chernobyl. We would think that it could clear up PFAS and other ground contaminants all over the world. How do you grow exponentially to meet all those needs?
So basically what we do, and whenever we develop or invent a new technology, you know, the first step is to protect it, through various processes. And then once it's protected, we work with basically partners who are already in the environmental sector, and that will be becoming installers of our various technologies.
Well, very exciting stuff, and I appreciate you telling us about it this morning, Frank. We wish you all the success. When are we going to know more about Chernobyl? This is obviously a years-long process. Kind of walk us through the timeline there.
Okay, so right now we are preparing basically the communication for the month of September. In September, we will announce basically full results after 1 year of installation. And obviously, I can already tell you that they look good. But we're going to basically disclose those first set of results together with SSC Eco Center, which is the local company, state-owned company that will be doing all the measurements. And, another reason why we choose Chernobyl is that it is measured in 35 years. You know, we have a baseline before anything we did that is very clear and undisputed. So that was our whole mission, is to say, look, That's the amount of radiation we get before. That's the amount of radiation we get after installation.
Very, very interesting. Frank, thanks again for your time. Thanks for telling us about this. We'll check in from time to time and see how this process is going, okay?
Absolutely. And if you want to know more about my fantastic partner, Andrew Niemczyk, his biography just came out last week, and you can find it on www.savingchernobyl.com. And if you want to know more about that whole development in Chernobyl, you're going to read a lot of interesting things in that book.
All right. Fantastic. Savingchernobyl.com. Frank Muller, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate your time, too. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you go. Who knew that right here in southeast Michigan, over in Hazel Park, there's a company called Xcelterra, and they have been working to clear up the ground contamination in Chernobyl, and big plans to do similar elsewhere. Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.